traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Pre-Accident Podcast. I'm your host, Todd Conklin. This is a safety moment. And I talked about it earlier, and then I thought about it, and then I got together and I thought more, and then I got about it, and I thought. And so the topic of this is about predicting the future. And human beings are terrible at predicting the future. Part of it is because we really have an optimism bias that we carry as human beings. So we truly believe that everything we do is going to be successful and the future is always going to be bright. And that's not a bad thing. Don't get me wrong. In fact, that's probably the reason people are able to get up out of bed in the morning and do the stuff they do. And that amazes me in and of itself right there. But that optimism bias that people carry tends to really kind of mess up the way we think about predicting the future. And let me just say this coming right out of the chute. I don't really think we want to predict the future. What we want to predict is the present. And in fact, what we do in safety and high reliability is we're constantly monitoring what's currently happening. We're constantly monitoring the normal variability that exists in success in order to determine how the next second will go, not the next year. And so this optimism bias we have, which is the reason we have the ability to do high-risk work safely, is also probably hindered by the fact that we're looking at the future. But in fact, we're not looking at the future. We don't want to predict the future. What we want to predict is the present. Now that, in a way, is kind of freeing. Because in a way, that takes the pressure off of you for knowing every single thing that could potentially fail within your entire organization. That'd be hard. But it does allow you to think about what could fail next. And in your zeal to understand what could fail next, that's where you manage the capacity to fail safely. And that's what we do, really, is we manage the capacity to fail safely. And we do that by not predicting the future, but by predicting the present. So here we go. Back to the Twilight Zone. Back on your heads, back to work. But you go armed a little differently with some information. And that information is that what you want to identify are variabilities that happen in successful work. You want to identify the future. That's the safety moment for today. Learn something new every single day. Bet you did today. Have as much fun as you possibly can. And for goodness sakes, be safe.